SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The High Court has spoken, and the lower courts have listened. And as a result, Donald Trump's sentencing in his New York criminal case has been put off to at least September.
The former president had been scheduled to face sentencing a week from Thursday on his conviction of felony charges. But the judge agreed to put it off while weighing the possible impact of a new Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity. The new sentencing date of September 18th will be 2 months after Trump becomes the Republican Party's presidential nominee and about 7 weeks before Election Day. Greg Clugston, The White House.
A couple dozen congressional Democrats reportedly set to ask President Biden to quit the White House race, that according to Reuters. Now, given Mr. Biden's performance in last week's debate, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that questions about his ability to lead are valid.
I think it's a legitimate question to say, is this an episode or is this a condition? And so when people ask that question, it's completely legitimate of both candidates.
Pelosi on MSNBC. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration selling off 1 million barrels of gasoline from emergency reserves in a bid to lower prices at the pump. The administration says the release was actually ordered by Congress, in effect liquidating the Northeast Gasoline Supply Reserve. Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea as a powerful Category 4 storm. It's on a path toward Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least 6 people have died after the storm slammed islands in the Southeast Caribbean. And a couple of Russian naval ships have docked in Venezuela. Moscow says it's meant to show the flag in remote, important regions of the world. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow... Carolina School Board gives up prayer.
After being threatened by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Robeson County school officials have decided to end their practice of opening their meetings with a prayer. The foundation's primary goal is to rid the public square of Christianity altogether, and it does so by sending demand letters to various small public organizations with the implication of legal action. Most local school boards and councils give in rather than go to court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers advancing a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms. A late-night state House vote to approve the measure took place just before legislators left Columbus for the summer. The state Senate will vote on it in the fall. This bill pertains to public K through 12 schools and institutions of higher education. It would not apply to school employees, emergencies, or people helping young children or those with disabilities. This is SRN News. Another update on the employment situation.
The good news, the job market is still strong. There's a job for every unemployed American, but not as many jobs as there were in January of last year. Still, job openings rose slightly from April to May to just over 8 million. But layoffs have been rising a little. The number of Americans quitting their jobs is basically unchanged. And although there are 1.2 jobs for every unemployed American, that's down from a 2-to-1 ratio in January of 2023. Still, economist Robert Frick at the Navy Federal Credit Union says the Labor Department report is another sign that the labor market is holding firm. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. wildlife officials embracing a plan to deploy trained shooters in dense West Coast forest to kill close to 500,000 barred owls in the coming decades. The goal is to help spotted owls that are being crowded out. More details, SRNNews.com.